Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 27th of July, 2018, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming along the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulkson, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, well, what do you know? It's another lazy, hazy, crazy Dave of summer. It's the end of July, middle of summer, and I'm here. That's all I got to tell you. We're going to play lots of music, have our usual call board, and do all the stuff we usually do, but in a much lazier way. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. You know, I was reflecting on this particular piece of music that that I use for the theme song of the show, and a funny thing happened. I it's always been kind of a favorite song of mine from back when, you know, when I was a kid, when surf music was at its peak, and this was always one of my favorite tunes. It's called "Let's Go" by The Ventures, by the way, and it didn't occur to me until about a year or so ago when the great Fred Latrimal passed away. Fred was a longtime DJ in Vancouver. First of all, at C-Fun on 4th Avenue, the Kitsilano Beach radio station. And then he ended up at, you know, QMFM doing the morning show for moms. But one of the things he did in the 60s was, and I forgot about it, but when he died and they did his obituary, he talked about this TV show that he did. It was kind of a, you know, like American Bandstand style teen dance party that they did out at Global Studios in Burnaby. And it was called "Let's Go." And that piece of music, "Let's Go" by The Ventures, was the theme song. And I realized that's why it was stuck in my head, because it was this TV show that I used to watch. So, a little bit of insight into the story of your humble host. Let's see. Let's start off with some music here. There's a gig going on at the Red Gate, which is at First and Main, I think. It's weird. I just checked, double checked the Facebook page to make sure I had the address right, and it says 1965 Main Street on the Find Us window. But directly underneath it is the Google map, and it's got it down like on Kitchener and Campbell Avenue or something like the old Luxury Bob's place. So maybe it's down there. I don't know. You know, it's sort of underneath the viaduct along Hastings Street. So we'll see. Anyway. good friends of the show, Supermoon, are going to be playing there tonight. And they'll be performing along with, who else have I got? Board Decor and Lisa Prank. So that should be a good show. That's going on tomorrow night at Redgate. And just to get your whet your appetite for it, let's hear a little Supermoon and a little Board Decor.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it figured out now. I see the Red Gate used to be on Hastings Street in the back alley, and they moved. So the dot on the Google Map thing on their Facebook page is their old location, but they've moved. And now they're at 4th and Main, 1965 Main. And that's where you go tomorrow night to see the big show with Supermoon and Lisa Prank and Maneater and Board Decor and JM Karaoke. So now it's clear. There you go. Okay. I'm glad we figured that out because it was giving me a headache. Other stuff going on tonight that you might want to check out. As we said, Pride is getting underway with the things kicking off this weekend with it crowned by the big 40th anniversary parade in the West End next week, Sunday, August the, is it the 5th? Yeah, the 5th. But tonight, things are kicking off with a big special event at the Hotel Vancouver. It's the Lady in Red Pride Ball. And this is going to be a special event benefiting the Dr. Peter AIDS Foundation. The evening will be emceed by Vancouver's Next Drag Superstar. Next Drag Superstar 2017 winner, Kendall Gender, who will also delight attendees with a larger-than-life performance with the Brat Pack. Ballet BC will take the floor to showcase a specially choreographed number celebrating Pride. Vancouver country artist Patrick Massey will perform live, and a live DJ will keep the party going on into the night. Tickets include light reception fare, 3 alcoholic beverages, and you can also, there will be a cash bar for extra beverages as well. It's $100 or $99 per guest. It's for ages 19 plus. And it's happening at the Panorama Roof, the 15th floor of the Hotel Vancouver, starting tonight at 7 o'clock and going till 10. So there you go. The big Lady in Red Ball at the Fairmont Hotel. And it's named after the notorious ghost that used to haunt the Panorama Room in the Hotel Vancouver, the Lady in Red. So a little bit of Vancouver history trivia to go along with your pride. We're going to play some music now, some stuff off the CD rack, some local stuff that we're just going to sample and see what we can find here. This is a group called The Pack, and the CD is called Dollhouse, and this is a tune called Dollar Sign.
Thank you. let's get lost in Lamar.
That was recorded on Main Island here in beautiful BC. That's Gina Lowe's and the Ruffled Feathers and her new release called Hand Me Down Centuries. The song is titled La Marche. You're listening to Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM. And we'll be back in just a minute with some more stuff you can do tonight and stuff.
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
You forgot the surfboards? How are we going to shred the gnarly waves now?
Well, I got just the replacement. I picked up some copies of Discorder instead.
Well, it looks like this surf day just got a whole lot better.
This extra special summer issue of Discorder features interviews with local punk rockers Lié, queer Métis fashion designer Evan Ducharme, and the hosts of CITR's Radio Pizza Party. There will also be an exclusive Bartholomew comic strip, short fiction by Mac Gordon, and a suggested summer reading list compiled by the staff of Massey Books. And of course, there will be reviews of the Music Waste and Sled Island Music Festivals, as well as podcasts, films, and more. Thank you to our advertisers Blueprint, Timber Concerts, The Cinematheque, Rickshaw Theater, Mint Records, Hexistential Festival, Current Symposium, Audiopile, and An Evening in Damascus. We're kicking off Pride at UBC in style with a free daytime event. On August 1st, sashay your way to the U Commons area outside the Nest from 4 p.m. onwards to celebrate diversity, inclusion, and positive space at UBC. There will be a public disco with feel-good disco and house anthems, craft beer, and a drag and dress-up trunk. There will also be live mural painting with a selection of food trucks on site with special Pride-themed menus. Come to UBC Pride on August 1st.
So what is it with wrestling? It's all of a sudden it's become hip again. It's crazy. We got that TV series on Netflix, Glow, which is actually pretty good. There's You go to Much Ado About Nothing at Bart on the Beach. It's set in a wrestling arena. All Star Wrestling, the original, the Vancouver's local wrestling show, is back up and running in full force, and they're doing a they're doing an event at the Wise Hall tonight at 8:30, Adnack Street and Venables, including midget wrestling. And the ASW Trans Canada title rematch. I don't think trans title means what you think it does. But anyway, and then I get an email from my friend Sarah, who's a stand up comic, and now, well, first of all, she's doing this thing called Grand Slam, oh no, Glam Slam, which is it's female wrestling. And she was at the show in June at the Wise Hall, and that sold out, and then there's going to be another one in August, and that's August 18th, yeah. And we're going to try to get her on here to see if we can get her, you know, to talk about that. There's also a thing at the Waldorf on August 11th. An outside event with authentic Mexican luche wrestlers. What the heck's going on? What the heck is going on? These kids today, I just don't get it. There's other stuff going on besides wrestling. Anyway, if you like sort of more traditional theater, like, you know, a show with a stage and people that talk and sing and tell a story and stuff. The Arts Umbrella is presenting the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee, which is a delightful musical. It's put on by the Arts Umbrella Summer Stage. It's a Tony Award winning play, a clever, zany, and charming musical comedy featuring six of the quirkiest prepubescent super geniuses you could possibly imagine under the watchful eye of a handful of grown-ups who are barely adults themselves. The kids learn that losing doesn't make you a loser, and there's more to life than winning. Absolutely. The perfect, refreshing family entertainment to beat the summer heat. Get your tickets today! So that's playing this weekend. Two shows tomorrow, one show tonight, 7 o'clock. There's a couple other ones as well. This on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can check out Arts Umbrella. And it's happening at Studio 1398, which is down on Granville Island as well. So I'm just going to click it onto the Facebook page there, so you got it. Okay, we're pulling music off the shelves to see what stuff people have sent to us. This is from Destroyer. And they have a new release called Ken, which has a story behind it as well. It's Dan Bayar and Josh Wells, and this is a song of theirs called Sky's Gray.
Sky is gray, call for rain. Every day you cancel the parade. Give up acting, fuck no, I'm just starting to get the good part. Walk into a room and everything clicks. Bombs in the city, plays in the sticks. Bombs in the city, plays in the sticks. Bombs in the city, plays in the sticks. Thank you. seen it coming. Should have taken care. Should have tried pretending that anything was there. Come on, come on, dear young revolutionary capitalist. The groom's in the gutter and the bride just pissed herself. I've been working on the new Oliver Twist. 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 Sky is gray. Sky is gray. Sky is gray. Sky is gray.
That's Melk. They were at Shindig last year. They're doing all right. This is a new release from them called Born Elated. And speaking of Shindig, I'll let you know that it's time to send in your submissions for Shindig 2018-2019. We are now accepting submissions for Shindig. We don't care what genre, shtick, vibe, or experience level you have. If you make music, we want to hear it. Send your a demo of your original material to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. Deadline is September the 8th, so put something together. We take it in all its forms, but the easiest way to do it is just to send in an MP3 or a link to your Bandcamp page or something like that. Shindig, in case you didn't know, even though we've been doing it for 35 years, Shindig is Vancouver's Battle of the Bands, CITR-sponsored event that gives new bands a chance to get some exposure, gives folks a chance to see some new bands and get some surprisingly great stuff that comes up there, and some not so surprisingly great stuff either. It's a pretty fun show, and there's prizes. If you have a band and you want to win some studio time, maybe some mastered tracks, get a feature in Discorder, and all the usual stuff, maybe a few free beers, someone will buy you dinner, you know, that kind of stuff. Get on board with Shindig. Like I said, check out our webpage, citr.ca, to get more details on stuff, or just submit to shindig.submissions@gmail.com. All right, let's take another yap break here and come back and tell you about some other stuff.
Were you directly affected by the LGBT purge in the Canadian Armed Forces, RCMP, or Federal Public Service? If so, a legal settlement may affect your rights. You may be eligible to receive compensation of $5,000 to $50,000 or more in cases of exceptional harm, as well as other non-financial benefits, or you may choose to opt out of the settlement. Information about the settlement, deadlines, your rights, and the claims process is available at LGBTPurgeSettlement.com. That's LGBTPurgeSettlement.com.
An Evening in Damascus returns for its fourth year. Join us on July 31st as this fundraiser brings the soul of Syria to the heart of Vancouver with music, storytelling, dancing, wine, and food. All proceeds go to support queer Syrian refugees. For more information and tickets, visit eveningindamascus.com. You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
People are really done with politics as usual.
But then it's all about the competition.
Every Vancouverite has their own story.
The perfect time for our alternative.
Vancouver's municipal election looms. October 20th. Do you know who's running for
City Council? School Board? Parks Board?
This is a wacky municipal election, and you're going to want to stay updated. Download Seeking Office, the newest municipal elections podcast from CITR's News Collective. Find Seeking Office on iTunes and Stitcher, or wherever you download your podcasts, starting July 3rd.
Our buddy Steve Edge, host of The Edge on Folk on Saturday mornings, he's also the bigwig behind the Rogue Folk Club. They're having a big outdoor festival on Granville Island on Sunday afternoon. It starts at 2, I think. Noon. Starts at noon. Noon to 6 on Sunday at the Chain and Forge on Granville Island. They're billing it as a rockabilly, gypsy, jazz, and bluegrass festival. Sue Malcolm's going to be playing, Van Django, the Rocket Revelers, and Viper Central. That'll be fun. You can get more information on that at roguefolk, roguefolk.com. The free Rogue Folk Fest Sunday afternoon on Granville Island. You don't want to miss that. Something that's happening this weekend. It's a show that's been running for about a week or so. They're closing this weekend. It's Babel Theatre This Here. It's at the Culture Lab at Venables in Victoria, part of the Vancouver East Cultural Centre. It's a brand new play by James Gordon King, who is co-creator of Babel Theatre. And it's a story about striving, failing, and the people who support us. It's the story of Allison and Maddie, a couple from Toronto that have been indecisive for months now. Allison, who is a disenchanted actress, isn't sure whether she wants to continue as an actor. And Maddie, who's an entrepreneur on the verge of selling a catering business that she's been working for 5 years to build. Hoping that a quiet vacation will change the scenery and clear their heads, they take a trip to the West Coast to visit Allison's dad, Brian, who's an aging playwright who recently moved to a small town to finish his magnum opus. Great. All I need. I'm trying to finish my play and my daughter shows up. The trip brings into focus each of the three characters' struggle to find one another and themselves through the intense demands of their career. It stars David Bloom, Olivia Hutt, and Sarah Vicruck, and it's at the Pacific Theater. No, sorry, at the Culture Lab. I already said that. It's at the Culture Lab. Two more shows left, one tonight and one tomorrow night. You can go to, we've got it on the Facebook page, so you can find out more about it there. It's This Here from Babel Theater. And there was one other thing here that I wanted to promote before we carried on. This is it. Oh, yeah. Stand-up comedy. I caught Yumi at a laugh-off thing at Yuck Yucks a couple of months ago. My friend Sarah, who I told you before, is doing the wrestling thing. She's also a stand-up comic, and she was part of this show. I think Yumi won that night. Anyway, Yumi Nagashima is a hilarious comic, and she's going to be headlining at Notice Me, which is at King's Cafe at Kingsway in Victoria, and that is going on tonight at 9 o'clock. Once a month, you can see some great stand-up comic at King's Cafe, and tonight Yumi is going to be headlining it, so definitely well worth checking out for that. All right, let's play another piece of music here off the shelf. This is a group called Neck of the Woods and a tune called The Passenger. No, it's Bottom Feeder from the CD, The Passenger. There's a cheerful little tune for your summer entertainment.
I remember I was only a daffodil. I remember when I was the only one, dear friend. Nobody had the time just to give me a minute. I used to tell myself I'd get them all.
This just came down the wire. Vagabond Players in New Westminster doing an evening of one acts. Two short plays, one by Aaron Sorkin called Hidden in This Picture. The other is John Mighton's Possible World. They're all happening at the Bernie Legg Theater in New Westminster, opening tonight and running until, I think, the 15th of October, no, the 12th of October, of August. We'll share that on the Dave Radio Facebook page as well, so you can find out more about that. But that looks pretty good. It's an evening of one acts. In Theater in the Park. It's a beautiful little theater in the middle of Queen's Park in sunny New Westminster. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, and it's a look at crew auditions, calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to go out for everything. Sunset Theatre in Wells, BC, up in the Cariboo, looking for an Indigenous equity or non-equity actress who will be returning to school, either high school or university, in the fall, because this is a student grant position. It will be an 8-week paid acting apprenticeship at the Sunset Theatre in Wells. The actor will be working closely with dramaturge Nicole Natras to further develop the script by elder Yvonne Dixon. The ideal actor will be able to move well, transform between spirits, animals, adolescent, and younger versions of the elder whose story is being told. Movement, vocal, musical ability, acting, mask work, and First Nations dancing would be beneficial. You would be available for 2 play readings, one on the 17th and one on the 19th. And the deadline for submission is July 30th. And you can find out more by contacting Lana Lampson, which is LahnalAmpson at sunset-theater.com. Arts Club Theatre is doing Blind Date by Rebecca Northen, and they are looking for a female or female-identifying actor with a minimum of 10 years improv experience and a strong grasp of Johnston theories. Experience with the audience participation is an asset, and they'd also like someone with some clown experience, but that's not essential. What is essential that you submit a cover letter, resume, and headshot by July 30th to Stephanie at shargraves, shargreaves, at artsclub.com. For that show, the rehearsals will begin in November. There will be a run at the Gold Corp stage, and that'll be followed by a tour of Metro Vancouver, and the whole thing will wrap up on February 3rd of 2019. Western Canada Theatre in Kamloops is looking for a stage manager and an ASM for the upcoming production of Vimy by Vern Thiessen. That is going to be happening in September and October. Contract runs until November 3rd, with a possible extension until the 17th. You can find out more by emailing Don at wctlive.ca. Deadline for submissions on that is August the 3rd. And the Globe Theatre in Regina is looking to fill a position of assistant technical director. So if you want to be a TD in Regina, you can check out their job posting. It's at globetheaterlive.com. Deadline for submission is August 3rd. The Shaw Festival in Ontario is holding their general auditions August 20th to 30th. You can find out more about that at shawfest.com/about/careers. Closer to home, Metro Theatre in Marple is doing Busybody by Jack Popplewell, directed by our dear, dear friend Rebecca Walters, who I'm doing a Shakespeare workshop this weekend. That's happening in October. The auditions are July 30th and August 1st at Metro Theatre, which is 1370 Southwest Marine Drive. You can find out more by going to their website, metrotheatre.com. White Rock Players are gearing up for their Christmas panto. This year they're doing Robin Hood and the Sky Train of Doom by Dan Wilhelm. The production is happening in December at the Coast Capital Playhouse in White Rock. The auditions are July 31st and October 2nd. They're looking for 8 men and 5 women. And they're also looking for singers to join the Children's Chorus and the Villagers Chorus. And you can find out more. Their email is whiterockplayersclub@gmail.com. And we have some opera auditions coming up. One is for a sassy new production of Mozart's Cose fan tutti, produced by Opera Mariposa. And that is going to be happening in November and December. Auditions are happening August 5th at the Carousel Theatre on Granville Island. They're looking for principals, artists for all roles, not looking for chorus at the moment. The deadline for the application is Wednesday, August 1st, operamariposa@gmail.com. The Young People's Opera Society of BC doing 2 shows, one for Christmas and one for the spring. Amal at the Night Visitors is the Christmas show, and Elixir of Love is a spring production. But they're auditioning for both productions at the same time, August 12th and 19th, at the Bethany Newton United Church in Surrey. and they will give preference to people that will commit to both shows. So you can audition for one, but if you have a better chance of getting cast if you want to do both. The contact information is yposbc.org. And Vancouver Opera is doing a production of The Merry Widow. They're looking for dancers. Energetic, captivating male and female dancers for waltz, can-can, and national dance sequences in The Merry Widow, which will be happening in September and October. They're looking for someone who has training in ballet and modern and with an ability to sing. If you want to find out more, you can provide electronic copies of your resume and headshot by August 15th. To Adrian Wurz, Vancouver Opera. That's AWURZ at vancouveropera.ca. And if you want details on these or other audition notices, go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at bplvpl.ca. If you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. And that's our show. Wow, where does the time go? Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Please like us on Facebook, and you can join us on Twitter and Instagram. We're at Dave Radio. We're at CITR Dave Radio. Do it again. We're at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show, or you want to relive glorious moments of the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And stick around, because Audrey is here. And she'll be up next, followed by Beppe at 2 and Nardwar, the human serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
This is Kelarissa, and you're listening to Too Dreamy on CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting